Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So do you guys have pets at home, and have you ever heard of a pet psychic? I personally have two cats right now, and they are the most adorable thing I've ever seen. But this video is about a pet psychic, and what a pet psychic does is that they sort of read the animal's mind, and they communicate with your animal, and then they try to tell you what your pet is thinking. So I think this is such a cute video, so let's take a look at today's sentence. I think there's like a deeper understanding now. I think I know more about what she needs and what she's been through, and I'm more susceptible and patient and looking out for those things with her. Any opportunity you can have to bond with your pet or to learn or to grow together, I think that's a huge thing to do. I think there's like a deeper understanding now. I think I know more about what she needs and what she's been through, and I'm more susceptible and like patient and looking out for those things with her. Any opportunity you can have to bond with your pet or to learn and to grow together, I think that's a huge thing to do. 我们说上来看，第一个字呢是 understanding，understanding呢指的是理解的意思。 举例来说呢, I think when animals first see a mirror, it is beyond their understanding. 我认为当动物呢第一眼看到镜子的时候呢，已经超乎了他们理解的能力了。那动词呢则是understand，understand是理解或者是表示你懂了的意思。 A呢这边是发add in understand. 举例来说呢, before he went skiing in the storm, he should understand what the stake is. 他在大风雪里面去滑雪的时候呢，就应该理解到风险会是什么。那如果前面加了一个miss呢，则是misunderstand，指的是误会的意思。我们可以说 there must be a misunderstanding between you and him. 我认为你跟他之间呢，一定存在着一些误会。 再我们来看是susceptible，susceptible指的是易被感动的。那我们可以说 she is very susceptible, especially when it comes to animal movies. 她看动物的电影的时候呢，非常容易被感动。它的重音在ce的地方 ，sus这边只有发短音，o的音 sus，sep p加发短短的音 susceptible。 再我们要来看的是 patient，patient呢指的是有耐心的，它的重音在前面 pa 发 a 的长音 patient，patient。那这个字呢，它当名词的话呢，也可以指的是病人的意思，一样就念作 patient。那我们也可以说 he is very patient when it comes to teaching kids。他对于教小孩呢非常非常有耐心。那耐心的名词呢则是 patience。 Patience, 我记得这个 Take That 就是在中韩粉结招合唱团大概10年前就有一首歌叫做 Patience， 觉得还蛮好听的。那再我们来看的是 Opportunity， Opportunity 呢指的是机会的意思 ，O 呢是发嘴巴上下拉长的 R， 嘴巴里面有一颗蛋的感觉 Upper P O R 这边发 Upper， 重音在 T U 的地方发 U， 和 I 发短音 Opportunity 是机会的意思。 举例来说呢, you should grasp every opportunity that you can. 你应该要好好把握每一个机会。最后我们要来看的是 bond. Bond 呢指的是结合力的意思，或者是结合。我们可以说 don't know what bonded us so tight. 就是不知道呢什么东西让我们的关系这么紧密。那有个字呢跟它长得非常像，叫做 bound. Bound 呢指的是跳起的意思，像是 bounded 就是有这个反弹的意思。那它也可以用在就是说一个火车要前往，或者是它的目的地是哪里。像是有时候你上高铁，它就会跟你说 this train is bound for 左营，这样子就是它的目的地是哪里。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. I think there's like a deeper understanding now. I think I know more about what she needs and what she's been through, and I'm more susceptible and like patient and looking out for those things with her. Any opportunity you can have to bond with your pet or to learn and grow together, I think that's a huge thing to do. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!